Hello. My name is Maria.
Hello?
And I'm here to tell you about ASMR.
They're checking the volume on the phone.
Their phone.
Sensory radiant response.
I ASMR-ified it.
What up, juggalos?
Oh boy, you woke up dumb.
Oops, excuse me, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
There's no reason to cry, dude.
My eyes can't get any redder.
Like a machine.
That's the purpose.
What's the action going on in here?
Never surrender!
Sit down and shut up.
That's so wimpy. Come on, give it all you got. Go!
I know it!
I've been having a lot of sex recently.
What? Ultra humongous penis.
Wow.
I saw at least on these 4 feet of it.
Wow.
That can happen. Open.
He is in hot water this evening.
No mistake that he was tasing me in my genitalia.
Going bathroom in their driveway is not nice.
Oh, humiliating.
Hey, problem.
Shut up, no, I'm a pair.
He had ball.
There's a punch! A swing!
He's not a fighter, he's a lover.
Will she call him a midget?
Yanked off the air yesterday, following tomorrow.
Well, I don't get the rain, the ankle.
A bientôt.
I was the
fan.
Siegel often draws his audience at the expense of others.
No one's ever wanted a selfie before.
Surely enough to get a game.
Unfortunately, I planned on doing a selfie right about here.
Line when he started laughing at the collar with a colostomy bag.
I'm about as politically correct as your proverbial turd in a punch bowl.
Oh my god. That weird little Jewy guy.
For employee of the month?
No.
Doesn't matter. I still won.
What is this, Eva?
Hey. Hi.
Goodbye to Texas University of Texas. Goodbye to Urge and White Law. Good luck to them dear old Texas asses. They is the boys who knows how to fight. The Eyes of Texas is upon you. That is the song they sang so well. It sound like hell. Old Texas University. Now for the Aggies, look here, chicken wing a bone, chicken digga doo, chicken doo. What no? What?
It's Elliot in the morning. Phone number for 866 to Elliot. 866-235-5488. Hello, class.
Hello.
Hey, how are we today?
Good.
Did you have a good
apologies for being a little bit late this morning making coffee. Usually when you make the Keurig, you gathering my things, and then you hear like that noise sounds weird.
What that always makes me think of.
Now the house is going to smell like coffee for like the next.
Put the thing in there. No, the little cup.
You got the pot in there and you hit start.
I'm surprised you still have this hook from here. It's been a while.
No.
But you know what that always makes me think of? See, like a, when there's a coffee pot that goes haywire, and crap's coming off of a coffee machine.
Oh, like when it's not draining into the pot, and it's at the top.
And it's all over the counter and the floor?
Yeah.
What movie is that? It's the, come on.
You don't know. I didn't know.
No, the movie. But it's the great beginning to a great movie.
I don't know.
Where the coffee pot spills over, or maybe it's something that falls, but it deals with the coffee pot, and then the water's all over the ocean happens.
I'm blanking.
The Believers thing starts, and then remember that's how the wife gets electrocuted, and then they got to bring the maid comes in there. It does the whole money, they. I think of that all the time. Anytime there's a spill, I always go right for the Believers. Remember, that's when Cifuentes had the snakes in his stomach.
Yep.
And then you had the tax who was standing next to him on the street, but he was nuts because of the Santeria time. All right, so other than the coffee pot, Ms. Ford. Oh, did you watch our 500 questions?
I didn't. Too much crap going on at the house last night.
Oh, come on. Did you watch?
I did, yeah.
Did you like?
I don't agree with some of the criticism of the show.
One of the criticisms is that it's really confusing. It's not confusing at all.
I even felt bad because I went bar high in terms of comprehension.
Right.
Because of stuff you read. And then it played out. And I was like, confusing.
But I can try to explain it. It's waiting, and then the challenge, and then the battles back and forth between the two. I could see where if you had to sit down as a critic and try a little hard to explain without seeing it, but it doesn't make it bad. It's not confusing. It's to sit down and write out on a piece of paper how the whole thing works.
Were you able to, long?
Nailed it. And show is made for one. And by the way, I said, and I don't know how I knew that this would be a category, but they do it on every one of these shows. With the shows, there was one category, and I said yesterday, if that category is on there, I'll suck. And sure as S, that cat's on.
Which one?
Bible. Well, get it. Couldn't get it. You know who ripped through it? One of the kids.
Oh, really?
But it was. I like the battle thing. Real quick, the battle is if when you guess the category, and then the up, and it'll say battle, right? It's in fourth, and they'll say, you know, like there's eight answers or nine answers, and then you go back and forth. I won. I nail one. You nail one. Like if I were to just say starting pitchers in Major League Baseball, I would start. I'd go Clayton Kershaw. You would say
Cole Hamels.
Okay, I would say. Okay, C Sabathia, I won. So that's the battle, right?
Yeah.
So one of the battles they had to do was like books of some book of some testament. And at that point, I was in the house. I was like, screw this.
Yeah.
Kid sitting over the next chair, rattle off. I was like, son of a bitch, go you.
Wow.
Getting ready for a mitzvah.
But it's pretty good. And I did. I did so well on it. I did. I got the category. I nailed. My kids thought I was the smartest one ever because I nailed AC/DC like that.
I saw him on the Grammy.
Yeah, what were the questions?
Well, I just gave you the answer, but it's this, it's like.
Name a band? I mean,
no, it's like an anagram.
Name is often seen on the back of an old vacuum cleaner. And that's so well known. So I screamed. And then what's wrong? Oh, yeah, no, I got that one right. And the Eagles,
right, one.
The Eagles started as essentially a backup band for this lead singer.
Linda Ronstadt.
Nailed that, too. I can't remember the one after that I nailed, though. But it was another band one that I was like, killing it.
Girl?
That could be the drummer of Nirvana. Nailed that. Killed in that category. And then they did Cocktails. Nailed it. Manhattan, Bloody Sand. I was like, what is that?
Instead
it's
a Bloody Mary,
you moron. So, yeah, no, Diane, I was nailing it.
Ready tie-in.
Oh, yeah.
He's like Ricky Ricardo. And the host, Richard Quest, is like, keep going.
Right.
Lucille Ball? Ricardo? Lucille Ball, Ricky Ricardo. And the guy, he jumped in.
Yes.
Evil opportunity to steal and said, that's Richard. And the other guy felt like I got a lot of idiot.
And that's when he gave him, like, that S-eating grin.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it was good. But if you get on your first guess, and then, but you still have the 10 seconds. You could just, that's why the guy, what he's saying, blood. Mary. So he ended up getting it. Come on, dude. Please.
So you're in for tonight then?
I'm in for 7 nights. Yeah, no. I don't know. I know exactly what I'm doing. I'll be stuck watching youth hockey the whole weekend. But I already told you, Jackie, I got makeshift hotel rooms, for the start of the show. Have to see it. Oh, it's so good. It is so good. They did a really nice job with it, too.
Like the set and everything?
I don't care what the set looks like. I mean, you put me on Jeopardy, you put me on Wheel of Fortune. I don't care what the set looks like. I keep it inside my brain.
Yep.
Because I just say them. Oh, it's so good. I love one of those shows. I got suckered in like crazy. And then this morning, I didn't stay up thing last night, but it looked like Letterman was awesome last night.
Yeah.
I like the president
having the people come in and do the top 10.
Dreyfus was awesome. Hers was
great. I watched the whole thing.
Oh, you watched the whole episode? Was it really good?
It was done so well. Just so professional. Didn't feel too over the top.
Right.
Even though they had stars come out for the top 10 list.
Top 10 list.
Everyone.
I thought I would hate.
He was great.
He was awesome.
Everyone hit their mark perfectly. And I loved at the end. Bill Murray was the number one said to David Letterman or Letterman. He went up afterward, Dave did, and thanked everybody, and you could hear the stations.
Right.
He said to Bill Murray, "Hey, I saw you on TV last night. You okay?" It was great. And then they went to commercial. But the whole thing, even the clips that they, the packages that they ran throughout, going in and out of commercial break, it was
how were Foo Fighters?
I saw them for 2 seconds. They sounded good.
So what did they, clips. They came out and did Everlong.
Yeah, they were seconds. And then they did clips, and that was it.
Oh, really?
So you don't see the band. Well, you saw the band. For 5 seconds.
And then it was just clips of the show, but it was good?
Yeah.
It was
really well done.
I didn't see, I know that he ended up going late. I think he went like 17 minutes late or something like that. And, CBS had already come in.
Whatever
you're gonna do. What does it matter to? It doesn't matter. Go for 5 days. What does it matter? What was the end? Cause there was like some talk, like, is he gonna get real serious at the end or lighthearted at the end?
There were issues with TiVo. It's him waving and Foo Fighters ending.
Yeah.
This was the end of the show.
Yeah, it was
the gotcha. I gotcha. Was the thing for his white?
It was fine.
It wasn't
thank
long.
You. Yeah, it was like 2 seconds.
Because the other thing that I was reading about was thank you for his wifing, but I didn't see it. I was just reading about the thing.
No, it's maybe, I don't know, like 20
was
to
it?
That. Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty good. That's pretty good.
But he didn't get, I mean, you almost thought he would like tear up. Back to like when Carson left, is definitely like choking back tears and stuff like that. And Colbert, it was not at all.
So he just went out, had fun, did his thing, and that was it.
And then, yeah, you know.
God, I wonder what that party was like. The party had to be fantastic. You think he's bored already, though? Like, does the first day after retirement suck?
I'm sure.
It's just a huge adjustment because everybody has their routine of whatever they do.
Vacation always blows. Vacation is always like, I mean, not like a 3 days off.
Well, you're driving
first
some
stuff. Always it, sucks because you're not in the mindset of like, well, I'm on vacation. I hate the first day of vacation.
Absolutely love it.
Do you really? Oh, no. First day of vacation, I always feel like sucks.
It doesn't say hectic.
No.
I'm the complete opposite. Polar opposites.
Oh, I hate the first day of vacation. First day of vacation makes me wish that I never went on vacation.
Never, ever thought that.
Never in my life thought that.
Yeah. Three-day weekends?
Like, yeah.
Yeah, that except I have to sit in a car the whole time. But other than that, it'll be fine because you know, like, oh, it's not vacation. It's a long weekend. But, like, I hate the first day.
Oh, God. I love not having to have 5 alarms go off.
But you still, whenever you wake up, it's like, okay, well, I need to. And then you realize, oh, I don't have anything.
Let me not have to run out the door.
Like, I feel like I'm missing everything. I don't well at all. Phone immediately and start trying to figure out what the hell I'm missing.
Whatever. You're the type, retirement will kill you.
I think I'll settle in, like, not day two, not day three.
You're going to do your own little radio show in the backyard.
You sound pathetic.
No, I'm just saying. I don't have
Where's that?
Hobbies.
I do have hobbies.
People who don't have
I have a lot of hobbies.
I told you, and I can't remember if we brought, but my father, your hobbies were.
Right.
I couldn't think of one.
Is that a hobby or like a vice?
No, it is a hobby. I do enjoy
smoking
it.
Smoking make it part of your day.
Yeah, oh, I love it. Yeah.
So that's why I said it. And then he's pathetic.
No, like...
Maybe the fact that smoking is a hobby also won't bear well.
Oh, no.
No, but it's
not working.
I mean, It was for people who don't.
You really told him that was my hobby?
Yeah.
Did you follow it up with like?
I was like trying to think of something, but then we got distracted. It took too long, and then I never thought of anything.
What's your hobby?
I like to do keep my house in order. That makes me happy.
That's not a hobby.
That's a bell. It's not like golf or anything. Okay. I like to go. I like to go to the gym.
That's not a hobby.
It's out of obligation. You feel like
I have to.
Okay, but like keeping
hobby isn't something that, you have to do. Hobby is something you enjoy.
I know it. Keeping things in order.
Okay.
Puttering around the house, tidying the house makes
watching hockey and baseball. Is that a hobby? That's a hobby. That's a ding ding. That's a hobby.
You play hockey.
What?
You play hockey.
Yeah, that's a hobby.
With not much regularity.
Okay, what do you play once a week?
Spring and fall, yeah. That's a hobby. I'll probably will.
But when you're not working, you got more time to do that kind of stuff.
Okay. So that's...
People who, like my mother-in-law, more busy now socially than she ever was when she worked.
Yeah, because your mother's and friends that she always goes
exactly,
to see.
Exactly.
I have a lot of friends.
She's involved in all these organizations.
Hit the buzzer.
Involved in all these organizations. My dad, work was... His was work, and his health went way downhill as soon as he retired.
Well, now you're...
That's true. That's very true. It's true for everybody.
You know what I'll probably end up doing?
If you don't have a hobby, you don't have anything else to do. It's like you feel like you lose your purpose.
I'll probably just go, like, hang out with friends who are working on the radio and just sit in their studio.
That's smoking hobby.
That's not a hobby. Go fun thing.
Like an amateur smoker to being, like, a professional. A professional smoker.
A cloud chaser.
Okay, well, you don't have...
I don't have any. Yeah,
yoga.
No,
yoga.
That's not a hobby. That's like breathing. That's not a hobby.
But there are people who, like, paint or
find something to take up.
Or sculpture.
Oh, I thought you meant like going to like the improv and doing sketch comedy.
Yeah, you can inquire today.
They have classes.
I would go on the road and follow somebody. Like that would be fun.
Like a deadhead?
Well, I mean, you can't follow the dead, but like I'd go on, like, no.
Fish.
No, Diane.
Who are you going to follow?
I don't know yet.
Pick a band that makes it for you creepy. That guy's still here.
Like R5 or something.
Yeah. It's the same set list every night. Why is he here? And why is he in the average audience?
No, I'll develop something. I have no idea what it is. Maybe I'll get into something.
No, I wrote cancer.
Hobby?
No, he's going to develop it, though. Or did you mean develop invent something?
Oh, I do. I don't know what.
Just stick to smoking.
Do
what you
invent something though. I'm gonna go with the oldest possible reference. Like I'm gonna invent like liquid paper, and it'll have nothing to career. But like
60 years older than the average audience smoker.
I'm going to invent something that's obsolete.
No, like maybe I'll get into like rebuilding like that.
How to change oil?
Yes, I know how to change oil. Seriously.
I know.
Everybody should know how to change oil. That you should know how to do.
No,
you lay the thing, it all comes out, you gotta clean the filter. No, that's easy. That's not a hobby. God, I have no hobbies. Will you call him today, though, and tell him that you could have just scratch that?
I don't think he's waiting on me for that list.
All right, listen, we got a lot of stuff that we...
54th liquid paper.
Was today the birthday?
What's well, birthday?
Oh, I was like, dude, how random. Oh, you know what my hobby will be? Just being prescient. Who would have guessed that I would have known the liquid paper is today?
64th.
Oh, thank you.
64th. Remember it was the monkey's mom. Yeah.
Yeah. It's got to do with like being a dish job paper.
During the break, tell Kaylee who the...
Smash Mouth song.
All right, let me do that. By the way, you have seen original writer of Monkey Song in concert. Yeah, you saw Neil Diamond do. I kind of made a little passing comment. Eventually told Mickey Dolenz. I'll explain who that is later. To Sukma. Who was the other?
Davy Jones.
Davy Jones.
R.I.P.
Steve Harwell.
I went swimming with him. Hey, let me do this. Let me take a quick break. We got a lot of stuff that we got to get through today. So give me one quick break. We'll lay everything out for you next.
Elling. XL102. Weekdays after Elliot. It's the longest set of commercial-free music in Richmond. Maybe even... Probably not. XL102 hours of music free from interruption. XL102, Richmond's alternative. From the...
Nissan of Richmond Traffic Center.
Watch for a stalled vehicle, 95 southbound, 295. It's on the right. Problems with 295 and 64. Chippenham and 288 in the downtown expressway. Currently checking. No current collisions or stalls on the side streets.
The local Nissan dealer. Make every ride at Nissan. Get exciting performance and surprising offers like bonus cash on their motor. Shop your local Nissan store and the ride of your life. Bonus cash in soon. Nissan. Innovation that excites.
I'm Brian Kelly.
And I'm Tyler Hubbard.
We love playing music.
Which means spending on our tour bus.
So it's important to always bring along something from home.
That's right. Like a few bottles of new Mountain Dew Dushan.
Is that your Dushan, Tyler?
Bring my Dushan.
Well, I love that clear citrus. And those clear glass bottles.
Oh, it's okay. But there is this new Dushan made with real sugar. Besides, those three bottles under my seat were just part of my stash anyways.
They were?
I got six more bottles of Dushine in my guitar.
Those two.
Well, hey, I still got five.
Tomato.
The 10 bottles stuffed in the back of my amplifier?
Drank them.
BK.
Hey, if you're hiding Dushine, you got to do better.
I do. You're hiding Dushine?
That's where I got it.
In the fridge.
Man, never looked in the fridge.
Do the do with the clear citrus new Dushine. Available.
Introducing a latest addition to the Dew lineup, Dew Shine. A clear citrus for the backwoods roots of Mountain Dew Dew Shine at Dollar General today. Mountain Dew Dew Shine for the first time.
Swing into spring this month at Rick Hendrick Chevrolet Buick GMC during this free spring sale with the Hendrick driver by visiting the largest selection of vehicles in Virginia at our brand new Mile Pass Shorefront Mall on West Broad Street. 500 new vehicles and 7,000 vehicles to choose from. Spring into summer this season with 15% off select Chevrolet vehicles, up to 14 grand off MSRP on Sierras, up to 3 grand off MSRP on all Equinox and Terrain, 5 grand on all Malibus. Spring is sprung with up to 5 grand off MSRP on Select View, 6 grand off MSRP on Chevy Tahoe, up to 6 grand off MSRP on 2015 Acadias, 500 off MSRP on 2015. What a way to get ready for summer with the savings. Find new roads online at HendrickRichmond.com. That's Hendrick.com. At Rick Hendrick Chevrolet Buick GM, you too can be a Hendrick driver.
Introduce these cake smoothies, so sure to make you smile. Indulge in a caramel, strawberry, or chocolate cookie smoothie, or any of our other freshly made frappuccinos. There are so many amazing varieties to choose from. And right now, $49, and any 24 ounces, $3.49. Treat yourself to one today, and you'll be so glad you did, because they are gotta have a Wawa. Limited time only. See store for details.
Guess what, Wawa fans? Now Wawa has even more convenient for you and rewards you for being such a great customer. With the new Wawa app, you can find a Wawa, register to your account, look up nutrition info, and so much more. Just purchase a Wawa gift card, register it, and you'll be on your way to enjoying delicious rewards. So get the new Wawa app and join Wawa. Learn more at WawaRewards.com. See store for details and restrictions.
Kick summer off the right way. Hurry into Lowe's now for big Memorial Day saving lead. Like 5 bags of mulch for only $10. Plus up to 30 outdoor appliances $3.96 or more. Don't miss out on summer's best deals. Lowe's, never stop improving. Out 519 through 527. Color varies by location while supplies last. Appliances offer 7 exclusions apply. See store for exclusions, U.S. only.
Where can you get 0% financing on 2050 Sonas? No payments for gallons of gas? Only at Piercer's On Us sales event. 0% financing is big savings. No payments for 3 months. And 100 gallons of gas is big yank. Stop by today and make this your best summer ever. Pearson Kia, 8301 West Broad Street. Or PearsonKia.net. Subject to credit of value at $250. All new facility requirements to participate. Sale ends July 6, 2015.
Companies grow when people know. Start growing with iHeart Richmond Advertising. XL 104102.
Busy one from Jake Johansson will be in here in a big. He is at the Improv through Sunday. I also like timing wise, he works out nice. What's his number? He did Letterman times. So wait, Jake Johansson will be in here in a couple hours. I have another pair of tickets before you get left for the week to win your tickets to go see Rush in concert. Keep in mind, you win those tickets. See Rush. We'll also give you passes and meet Rush. So we'll give you those tickets. I have more tickets for you to go for the news. Stories that we got to get through today. Oh, and also, fighting with today. A great new mystery that's taking place. I hit about it up today. Just to follow it through the weekend. Diane, that may be you.
Okay.
That may be you. But yeah, no, there is a taking place that I got to get into later on. A lot of stories to get through today. All right, Diane. Get into some news, please.
An arrest warrant issued for a suspect in that quadruple homicide and at a home in Upstate last week. Police on the lookout for 34-year-old Deron Dylan Wint, who is described as a 7, weighing about 100. The warrant charges him while armed. So he was after homicide detectives were able to use DNA that he had left pizza crust at the home.
Man, that is solid police work.
Yes. Obviously, both Savas and Amy Savopoulos, their 10-year-old housekeeper, Vera Alicia Figueroa, were killed in the house before the fire was set.
And then what was the other thing we learned? Oh, somebody had, a personal assistant of the dad's.
Mm-hmm.
Brought over cash because he was getting ready to finance
in Chantilly,
Virginia.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I guess he was being brought for in order to kind of get on.
Mm-hmm. They said that we knew that the Domino's connection had come out yesterday. It was two pizzas delivered to the house. There was money left outside. In action between anybody inside the house.
Part I didn't know.
So
the delivery guy shows up and the money was outside.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's weird.
Yeah, starting to hear.
That's really weird.
More and more awful details too about how the Savopoulos' son was tortured. That obviously this for a day prior to the fire being set in their house being discovered. Its whereabouts. They went through his house in Atlanta, Maryland, last year and collecting police asking for the public's help in helping to find him, and there is a 25-hour that that's information that leads to.
There's good pictures of him out there too.
An arrest or conviction, yeah. Pictures that they were able to.
Good.
His Facebook profile. So
good luck.
We'll see. Yeah. Obviously, they're.
When I saw them, as a suspect.
Mm-hmm.
And then they said they got it off of DNA from a pizza. God, man.
Yeah, and I think
that is solid police work.
That. They had been talking about at this point, but these suspects were that they were sloppy and that there was a good amount of evidence that had been found at the scene of the murders. So the police obviously still looking for Wint this morning. And looking through phone records as well as locomotive data, radio transmissions to determine if the engineer in the train derailment was alone while he was at the controls. So Brandon Bostian, calls were made and that texts were sent. But it remains unclear if it was being used while the train was in motion against federal rules. Those prohibit engineers from using their cell phones while operating the train or preparing for some sort of murder. Has said that he kept his phone in his bag and used it to call 911, but that was after the train derailment had already happened. Talk about what his schedule was like that day. Apparently, it was not normal. He was a bit rushed because of the delays on his earlier train to D.C. And so I guess there's normally a 90-minute break. Trips.
So he would do New York to D.C., get 90 minutes off, and then D.C. back up to New York.
Right, but the train is about 26 minutes late, so that cut his normal 90 minutes down to about an hour. So they're looking into whether that would have taken a little rest, get something to eat, that kind of thing. So they're looking into whether that is going to have any bearing in the case as well. Also, that guy who landed the gyrocopter capital.
Oh, I hate this.
Charges that could carry up to 9.5 grand jury indicting Douglas Hughes on 6 charges, and he'll appear in D.C. He was arrested at West Lawn. He said to call attention to the influence of big money in politics. I was just a mailman delivering mail.
Okay.
2 felonies against him as an airman without a certificate, craft registration requirements. Those carry a maximum of 3 years. 3 years. He's got misdemeanors of violating national space, 1 year in prison charges. So he'll be in court later on today. Problems at Charlotte Douglas today after an unusual scene where a man stripped in front of everybody, including there were people there taking pictures on their cell phones.
At the gate?
Mm-hmm.
What was he pissed?
Apparently, he learned that his flight to Jamaica was overbooked.
Oh, boy.
And what else am I left to do?
Well, I got
to
take all my clothes off. That'll, you know what? That'll up.
And is this right? They said 40 minutes before he was finally...
40 minutes?
40 minutes before he was
Look
finally...
Look at him. How do you stand there for 40 minutes?
I have no idea.
So he stood before anybody was like, hey, can we call someone?
Before he was finally escorted away, I don't know what the holdup was, why it took cops so long to get there, but they said he was there.
You said airport. See the dude who got tased at LAX?
When that Vern Troyer
shot the video. So that dude kind of like when you like not the when you go into to get to the gates where you got to stay in the security line, but when you come out, they have like that sign that says no reentry passes. I guess the guy bolted through down to and they chased him. They got him down to the gate and then he was on the ground. They tased him. But yeah, Vern Cameron had shot the video.
The Charlotte Observer report, guy back in
this
Charlotte.
Back to the naked guy.
Nudie, not be facing charges
for that.
I don't know. Isn't that...
Is that like you're on like international...
He's in Charlotte.
You know what I mean? Wait, so why don't you get charges for that?
How about indecent measure?
So he's 40 minutes before getting dragged out of there and he faces no charges.
I mean, they said a male was suffering from a medical issue.
Hot. He was hot.
Taken for treatment, won't be faced.
Man.
Over what? A report of online consumer scam.
By the way, doesn't a weekend in Jamaica sound awesome?
Absolutely.
Doesn't that sound great?
Consumers $1 million last fraud, the worst victims looking for love who wound up in online relationships with scammers and started sending them money.
No kidding.
Mm-hmm. $1 million.
No coke.
4 out of 5 people who fell for.
Who was the one person that we talked to? What was his name? He kept sending.
Everybody's praying.
No, it's not Devin. Devin's just ridiculous. No. Remember, we talked to a guy and he had met a girl overseas. Like crazy.
And I'm saving up money to come here.
I'm flying. And then her mom got sick. Mm-hmm. Her mom never got sick. He talked to him for a while. Went on to remember his name. I don't know whatever happened to him.
He's probably working.
But he's probably happily married when that girl finally came.
Job's trying to recoup his money.
But remember, it was like tellers.
So 4 out of 5 for romance cons are over 40. Almost 70% were women.
Wow.
Most common scam is somebody pretty who then starts an online relationship to start asking for money. Auto fraud, the online scam. People lost 50 people selling cars that they just don't have.
Oh, no way.
Mm-hmm. For the online fraud is out almost $3,000.
Man.
Big night for David Letterman. He bows out after a long and storied career in late night television. We were talking earlier about how he had a whole cast of stars come read 10 things I always want to say to Dave. Here is number four.
Number four, Julie Dreyfus, ladies.
That late part.
And said, thanks for finally proving that men can, Peyton Manning. Dave, you are to comedy what I am to.
Good. Yeah. It was really good. Alec Baldwin, his was really good.
Of all the talk shows, yours is the most geographic to my home. So, I mean, nice.
It was good.
Nice thanks to, Paul Schaefer for being there with him all along the way. He said a brief thank you to his wife and his son. And then ended with...
Like, as he said, it's not going to work for Colbert.
They said the White Tiger Act in Vegas.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're not?
No, they're not. Of course not.
Yeah, I know.
But is he done? Does he go work?
Why? Why would he?
Like, he'll, like, a lot of times, like, not part of the Letterman show is while he was doing Letterman.
Here and there in different shows.
Well, he would show up and be the backing band for... So, like, for example, when I lived in New York once, I went to this thing for Mariah Carey, mm-hmm. where she had, a record coming out, and she performed. His band was her. So she was there performing and singing a couple songs, and his band played as a band.
Right.
Like, not announced there, and he was... So will he still do crap like that?
Kevin Eubanks sat in with the Roots letter.
Really?
Yeah. I thought that was weird.
I didn't see it.
I didn't see it set up, so all I did was read that. Didn't see a clip, didn't see any photos. But just reading that as it is, I found it kind of strange.
Really? Well, he probably still has to work. Does Schaefer even have to work?
And no, I'm not saying Eubanks and his, like, what night it was.
Oh! I didn't even think of it. That
scenes with Patton Oswalt. They're saying go watch Dave.
Right.
You know.
Oh yeah, I didn't even think about that. That is a little bit odd.
Health related story: caffeine, maybe nature's Viagra. Researchers at men who consume between a cup or so of caffeine daily were 42% less likely to report.
Oh, no issue here.
Than those people who don't drink. Any.
No issues.
If you drink more, you are actually 39% less likely to suffer those issues. This covers or who had, but they did say caffeine could not help men with the diabetes.
Sorry, just not going to happen.
Caffeine apparently triggers the effects and allow for more blood flow. Oh. Know what I'm saying? Nikita Kucherov scoring 3.5 minutes to give the Tampa Bay Lightning a 6-5 win over the Rangers.
Why is it now in two games Lundqvist gives up 12 goals? Where was that?
Now leads that series 2-1. Tonight you get game 3 between the Blackhawks and they are tied at 1-1. Mike of Toronto moving on and then accepted 8 years, $50 million with Toronto.
Man, what a massive signing that was. Holy crap. I'm so glad he didn't end up.
Be introduced formally. At a press later today, the Jets announcing that will be the team's unquestioned starter this season. They said there was never a thought to have a competition between Ryan Fitzpatrick during training camp. Denard Spandrove and Wilson Ramos give the Nationals a 3-2 win over the Yankees last night. Bryce Harper and manager Matt Williams were ejected after Harper rules and strikes.
BS call. That was bad. That was a bad call by the ump.
Nationally today, Phillies come to town. For the Cavaliers beating Atlanta 97-89 last night behind LeBron's 31 points, so Cleveland takes a 1-0 series lead. Eastern Conference Finals, Game 2 in the West Conference with the Golden State Warriors taking on the Warriors 1. They are announcing the newest members for their Hall of Fame last night. So your 26th, Terry Labonte.
Did Mark Martin get in?
Mm-mm.
Oh, really?
No.
Oh, right on. Keep going.
Jerry Cook, Bobby Isaac, O. Bruton Smith, and...
Curtis Ford.
Also, congratulations to.
Well, he didn't get in. What he did?
Girlfriend, baby girl yesterday.
Oh, good for them. Who was the other one who just had a kid? Someone else just had. Oh,
Kyle
Shrub. Yeah, that's right.
So they made the announcement. Didn't give her name. I guess, you know, he'd keep it private at this point. Who's and sports.
XL102.
It's our biggest Memorial Day event ever at McJordan. Through May 31st, get 5, 10, 15, even up to 20% off MSRP on over 900 new Toyotas. 10 APR for 60 months on most models, including the bold new 2015 Camry. That's just $16,667 per credit through TFS. Plus, every new vehicle comes with 2 years of Toyota and another 2 years of Norge. That's 4 years of no-cost maintenance and up to 20% off on your new Toyota. Prices and rebates and additional discounts off MSRP by McGeorge. You just add tax, title, tags, and $495 processing fee. But these deals, like our incredible select of electives, so hurry to 93.9 or McGeorgeToyota.com. With over 100,000 happy customers, we earn your trust every day. Sail in.
Now, back to on XL102.
You were that whiskey running through me. You were the sweet taste, Mary Jane. All alone in the dark now, watching my hands shake, but they don't have a ring. It's your blue sunrest with the strap.
866-635-6868. Times I need you right now, please. I will give you a copy of Mumford & Sons, Wilder Mine, much to our friends over at Glass Note Records. So you call me right now. Record is yours. 866-2-ELIOT. 866-235-4-6-8.
I'll be honest with you. It's beginning to look like I'm not going to get the Tonight Show.
I don't think so.
Morning.
XL102. Stalled vehicle slowing us. First 95 northbound near Chamberlain vehicle on the right shoulder and on Queen Adley Elmont at 295. No problems with 295 or 64. Side streets currently run with no delays. Same for Chippenham 288 and the...
Hey, welcome to Nissan.
So, what's all the excitement about?
It's Nissan.
What's with that guy?
He's surprised that Altima has up to 270 horsepower.
Whoa!
And him? He just 38 mpg highway.
That lady?
Oh, she's surprised at how easy it is to take home the ride of her life.
I'd like a test drive right now. Right now?
Yep.
Get to Nissan for the ride of your life in our most exciting lineup. The 2015 Altima with up to $1,000 on top of existing offers. Shop your local Nissan store and choose Nissan. Cash ends June 1st. Nissan excites.
1,000 bonus cash on Altima V6. 500 bonus cash on Altima millable on lease and purchase. Valid when financed through NMAC from new dealer stock. 2015 EPA fuel economy estimate for Altima 2.0 and 888-858-8319 for offer details.
Hey, it's Tammo, and if you need that extra fridge in your garage, keep the day party, Greg's got it. Need a powerful Bluetooth speaker to take to the pool or the beach for Memorial Day weekend? Greg's got it. At HH, zero interest till January 20th through Memorial Day week, Greg's got it. Up to 30% off all appliances, Greg's got it. Stainless refrigerator, just $8.99, Greg's got it. Top brands, low prices, fast delivery, Greg's got it. Now through Memorial Day weekend at HH Greg. Subject to credit approval, see store for details.
For the first RVA Craft Awards for Richmond's Craft Breweries. Egan's. Sample rare beers. Meet the brewers. Live music and more at the RVA Craft Beer Cup. Friday, May 29th at Keep It West Broad Village. More at KeegansRichmond.com.
Wow, Brooke, you really weren't kidding when you said come over and get the grand tour of your new house. I think we covered every floor.
And we haven't even gotten to...
Great.
We put in new countertops and created a breakfast nook. Have you ever seen a cuter nook?
Wow, that's a great nook. I gotta get going.
I have a mudroom yet.
Someone wants to know anything about your customized home? An Allstate agent. Because the more they know, the better they can help. House and home insurance, your agent can help you customize a policy with lots of ways to save. Like claim-free rewards. So don't wait until today.
Get help with home insurance from someone who lives right nearby. Call area Allstate agents and save even more when you cover your car. Feature is optional. Coverages are subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Savings vary.
See what the personal service of an Allstate agent can do for you. Are you in good hands?
There's no time to get your hands on a Ryobi Days at the Home Depot. There's new, lower prices and special buys on the tools you need to tackle your next project. And because all our 18-volt tool we've made are buying into a trusted system of tools that you can build on for a lifetime. Ryobi One Plus, the one system that delivers more. Now, get a drill at only $99.99. Offer see store for details.
It's Macy's Memorial Day sale. Save on all mattress sets and specials from Sealy, Serta, Beautyrest, iComfort, iSeries, and more. Get mattress for 107 Simmons Firm Queen Firming set for $270. Get special financing on a mattress for $49 or more on your Macy's card. Shop our stores. Go to Macy's.com or bed. Macy's Memorial Day. Regular sale and clearance prices exclusions apply. See associate for details.
Richmond's number one morning show, Elliot on XL 102.
Headphones on your, they prevent a chance to even try.
Some might find me borderline attractive from afar, but as far as not right, stay and there you are. I know I have a chance, still I want you. Charlie's delusional.
First time winners, you know what, let me go one, go five. Hi, Elliot, in the morning. Who's this? Jordan?
Not at all.
Bill, I have two questions for you. Jordan, number one, what'd you do last night?
I went to just hang, capsulize, and a file on kit.
Oh, look at you.
Yeah.
Look at you.
Yeah,
look how nice.
I've up my dress game.
Good for you. Good for you. I don't think I've ever uttered. Jordan, question number two. Where did you get your driver's license? That is issued to you from where?
Say that again.
Driver's license, where? What to you from?
Virginia.
In Virginia. Very good. And that's it's obviously where you took it.
I actually took it in Maryland.
In Maryland.
I moved to Virginia.
Okay, no,
yeah.
That's no problem. And how long ago was that? I don't know how old you were.
Took my driver's test?
Yeah.
I guess, was that 7 years ago?
Oh, okay. That's still a while ago. When did the only reason I ask, they made a big deal yesterday, the state of Maryland, yesterday it came out. I don't know how long it's been gone. It's, for whatever reason it popped in the state of Maryland, you don't have to parallel park on a drive.
Really, that's ridiculous.
That just happened.
Oh, good. So I'm not late to that party. Why did they get rid of it? It doesn't matter.
They probably make it more strict because when I get heavily lenient on it, then you go out and you see people parallel parking. That's like it's a nightmare to see people try to do it.
I will. I don't. I'm not trying to boast or brag, but I've had people tell me how good I am at parking.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, no, I'll realize that. Jackie. Jackie finds it, my parallel parking skills are impressive.
But what's she comparing it to? How is she?
She's normal. You know, sometimes got to pull out again, and, I'll just go find another one. No.
Couple love taps here and there.
Yeah, exactly. And it doesn't matter going into the passer side. Doesn't matter. But, now, thank you, Kaylee, just mount. That's impressive. And it is. And again, I'm not trying to brag. Really is a sight to be seen.
My own horn.
Do you see what we deal with?
But I don't do they just deem, like, has it gotten to the point where he parks anymore? So
he said, you know, they always go through and reevaluate the test. And he said that, you know, the parallel park is efficiently in another manner. And so they kind of felt like they
What manner is that?
Testing. It says another reversing over.
No, putting your seatbelt on. That's how I tested it.
They felt they were testing people for that same skill as going into a parallel parking spot. New drivers,
right.
I guess, will still be taught.
Wait a minute. So if I'm renewing, or if I move from out of state,
right.
Maryland, then I will parking test. But if I'm 17 and I'm trying to get. Then I have to take it.
Yeah, I mean, I guess they said other states do not require parallel parking as part of the drive.
No kidding.
I remember, like, part of, like you're on the road behind the wheel.
Yeah,
the driver.
You had to practice it, sure.
Yeah, and then that was part of the test when you...
Fawcett was impressed also with my parallel parking abilities.
Really?
He was. I remember him going like, hey... Every car and watch Elliot get between these two cones. Still, he is impressive.
They said the backing and the use of the mirrors and the steering also evaluated during the 2-point turn. So I guess that's
one, two, in a round.
Yeah, it's like a regular parking spot. So I guess they kind of felt like, oh, you know, you're doing it already. We don't need to double up on that scale.
Wait, so but states have already done away with parking?
I didn't know that either because they made such a big deal about Maryland knocking it out yesterday. They just made it seem like they were Maryland.
Yeah, like the first ones in the country.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. I've only had to take. Well, I guess I had to take a third one for motorcycles.
So did you...
I had to take the license, which was in Texas.
Yeah.
And then I had to take it again because then remember, I was for a long time in Philly. So I had to take it again in New York. So I had to take it in Brooklyn.
So if you are, say...
It's a real joy.
Like a close... In a metro area where it's like, you know, you're crossing state lines all the time. Like if you're going from Maryland...
Oh, yeah. Hey, did you have Virginia?
No, I didn't. I just swapped IDs when I got here.
Yeah, right.
So
crossed
right?
out, yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't have to take it. When I moved here, I didn't have to take a driving test.
Huh.
I just had to take the, you just go in and you just tell them that you moved within 30 days. I was probably here a year. Then you just get your license. As long as you're not expired, then you're good to go.
Did you retake any tests or any courses?
Dude, taking a driving test is the worst thing ever. No, written. I mean, you can take that. That works anywhere. It's the same laws.
I think it's a little bit more than that. It has to be, because they said like almost half of the tests in Maryland last year.
Half?
Yeah.
That's embarrassing.
Except for 47%.
Failed the test the first time.
But isn't that where you can't, a day or is it a week or something before you can come back and take it?
Hold on. Yes or no?
I think it's a week.
Is it a week?
That's what I think.
No.
Maybe. It's long.
I thought it was a month, like when you're a teenager.
Sure.
But if you nailed
definitely
it.
Not a month. As a teenager, I feel like those people went back right away.
Like the next day?
Not the next day, but they definitely got to go back quickly.
You would have done it in Jersey, right? See?
Yeah, it's fine.
Did you nail it first time out, or did you have to retake?
I did it once.
Yeah, thank you. Diane? Okay, whoa.
Hit me like you thought I would have failed it.
Did you have to parallel?
Yes.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, I feel like the only one was pulling into an empty parking spot, because it's opposite side, because they don't make you do it with other cars around. So you have to pull into a parking spot, but cut it too short all the way up, because they want to pretend there's another car there. And then when I did it, they were like, well, you would have hit another car. And I was like, well, I don't think. Good point. And then they passed me right on through. 40 and failed. That's got to be written, though.
At the online, test tutorial, 80% of people fail the knowledge test the first time.
Oh, you have to be how many feet? You always take the longest amount. And you go, well, why wouldn't I want the extra room to be safe?
Is there a fill-in, an open-ended part to the multiple choice?
You can take it the next business day after failing the first time. But
no way.
You have to
no.
7 days if you fail it two or more times.
Two or more times?
I'm sure.
At some point, do they... Hold on one sec. Let me get you your Mumford & Sons.
When do you get to explain your answers? Elliot's doing that, said.
When the guy pass. You go, well, I don't understand why I didn't pass. And they go, oh, because you missed the following from behind. Well, I don't understand. And he'll say,
sorry, my next appointment's here. I'll see you.
Feet, and you said 100 feet. And I was like, yeah, because I enjoy safety. I like to give myself the added cushion. I don't know whatever it was.
Yeah. Stay in the driveway. Yeah. The written test. The parallel parking thing, that skill is not adequate, even when we had the parallel parking.
But I'm just trying to figure out, are they saying that they're not testing for it because it's a skill you don't need? Like, that's...
You don't guess you don't need to do it when you're plugging your car in the...
I sound junior.
Like,
city boy.
but for example, Jackie's car has a camera when you back up.
Yeah.
Well, I don't use it. Like, I'll still, like, look back and the whole thing. But, like, remember, like, for your test, there was a, make sure you check all your mirrors. The guy was sitting in the seat, so you would overdo the mirrors. Like, if you told me now that they don't use the mirrors because you got a camera, I'd be like, okay, it's a skill that you don't, like, to turn all the way around. You don't need that because you got cameras all over the car, so you can sit to parallel park.
Right.
Like, that's the part I don't get. It's not a skill that way.
Cameras is now you're not, like, guessing how close you can really get a spot. Your bumper's still going to get all banged up, but you can get really tight into a spot.
You get in tight into a spot anyway.
No, but
you know how much room you're in there.
Yeah.
And you know when you're right at that car behind you because you're...
Exactly.
You know when you're...
Why it was always great to be, like, parking in front of of a business with a window, because then you could judge how close you were that way.
I don't like the way I look in a car from the profile. I think that every day when I'm driving out of the...
Because you could see yourself...
Yeah. You look at yourself.
I don't like that. Are people that drive by me that? Is that what they see? Do they not like it either? I don't look comfortable. I'm not a car guy.
No?
You know who I bet doesn't look
and
comfortable?
And my butt in the back. And I'd never seen that. I looked it up. I've seen it driving along, and that's proof that people don't know how to parallel park when they're selling a product that people are actually blowing their extra bumper from little
Lamar. Yeah, and I know other people's parking that makes... Yeah.
I feel like people who live in cities always have those on their cars because they're always parallel parking. They don't have it. For people who don't spot, who have to do street parking.
Getting dinged up.
I didn't have one, and the leasing company also knew I didn't have one when I turned my car in. I thought that was wear and tear, normal wear and tear. They found it to be excessive.
Hey, Ellie in the morning. Ellie, morning. Hello?
Last year, and for had to parallel park.
Now, let me ask you this. Did you lucky, or did they, or do they not require it?
My mom taught me outside.
Wait, so Virginia parallel park at all? Park at all?
I don't. Oh,
well, don't go to Clarendon. Yeah, that's what I don't understand. You're gonna go. You need to be able to parallel park. But I also don't want to sound shy. But I feel like that's a skill that you need.
Guess all these cars parallel.
Well, see, I did think of that though. Like, have we gotten to the point because cars are, like, self-parking now? I don't know how many cars have. Like, there's some cars, which, by the way, I guarantee you I can parallel park a car better than it can park itself. But, like, if you just make sure that there's all the additional room, which there never is. I'm getting in there. I'm getting in there tight, too, bro. But that was the other thing. I thought, like, do they just think now because technology is getting it where cars can park themselves? You don't need to be able to parallel. At some point, when cars drive themselves, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, the cameras that everybody has now are certain benefit, but you still need the skill.
I hate the camera. I mean, I can't say that. No, the cameras are very valuable, but people use them for the wrong reasons. I say that. I don't have it.
Wrong reasons, so they don't back up over somebody?
Yes.
You meant like snooping or reasons.
No, they're very...
I can see you.
No, they're very important to be able to see if there's, especially somebody small...
Yeah, a kid behind you.
Behind. Just rely on him to park. Or back up. Still, you still need to use your mirror and look. I mean, you got to be able to do all that. But people just rely on the mirror and wrap in the blind spot.
Yeah, but you're all for the self-driving ones.
That's
relying on something.
If I can, I'll be fine with the self-driving car.
As long as there's napping.
Because that's going to get me to my... You don't have to take parallel parking at all.
Nope.
Dude, that's...
From the social media allow for almost every state.
Wait, so my party?
Well, we know from the... True, but a lot of people are like, yeah, 12 years ago, 15 years ago, 18 years ago, XYZ state.
But is that... You learn... Let's say you learn 100 things in your driving course.
Don't forget to unplug before you...
Jesus Christ, right?
Hey, boy.
No. If you learn 100 things in driver's ed, right? You don't get tested on 100 things. So all these people that were like, you know, a decade ago when I did it, I didn't get lucky.
No, the driving part is the same for everybody.
It's like there, you learn how to lock up a car and how to steer out of a...
I never did.
You went to stunt school.
Yeah, really?
You didn't, they didn't go over skidding?
What, did they put you on the super...
They should. Honestly, they should.
In class, they may have talked about, like, high road safety, but you never had to...
Right, no, but I'm saying, they choose not to make you do that.
In 100% of the case.
They should make you, for a driver, you know how to get out of a skid.
I'm sure that they have, like, there are surveys where they can teach you, like, defensive driving in the snow and stuff like that, and, like, what happens if you're skidding on ice or whatever. Your everyday driving test.
Here's my 2 weeks. I'll be leaving the MVA. I'm not about to sit in a car with unspurs.
Yeah, some zitty six in their hands.
If you are good drivers, then yes. No, but, okay, maybe they don't, but that's something they choose not to do.
I'm just here for the basics.
Don't choose. It's a test. It's not like you're picking out of a... It's like, oh, today, parallel parking. That's it.
No, I guarantee you there are places that will just go, you know what, parking today, you passed.
Well, I'm not saying that there are people that get to skip sections just because there's a backup or whatever. It's all based on the same list of 10 things.
What did you wear to take your driving test?
I don't know. I was 16. It was probably in September, and it was probably... Again, I probably was wearing...
Like low-cut t-shirt? Zoftig back then.
I doubt it.
Friend Amy saying that, like, all her and all of her girlfriends, like, you wore sons, like, dealing.
Yeah.
Like, they would, like, you know, like real loose, low-cut, maybe no t-shirt and, like, real short shorts or something. Like, I mean, if you were good-looking.
Excuse me. What's in the glove box?
Did they make you move your hair?
They probably would
have to use two eyes.
Hold on, I need a barrette.
No, these are no. I wear these all the time
for fashion.
For Billy Idol.
Kaylee, did you short skirt it driving? See, there you go. Wore a skirt. Did you do it? Do it and notice your pins? Did you fail? No, 50% of the people do. Did you have to parallel park? You weren't then? Both sides?
Kate.
Wait, passenger side, not as good. You should be able to do both.
You can do it, it's just you're not...
I can write with my left hand. It's just horrifically not able to be read.
Oh, I write...
I'm just saying.
What can't you do? No, but don't you try to pretend to be ambidextrous?
I am. Well, no, I've
proven that.
Yeah.
Right. You are not. Because you didn't know until last time. You thought it was ability to hold a pen with your right hand.
Wow.
You didn't realize ability both sides.
By the way, you know two-handed, though? And I tried the other night.
I don't want to know.
No.
The stranger.
No.
That was my...
No, I could do that both-handed, please, at the same time.
Showman.
I don't know, down motion. It's
squirt gun season.
No, I can't do chopsticks right-handed.
Wow, okay.
No, I can do them left-handed, but I can't do them right-handed.
That I've ever tried with my non-dominant.
You won't eat. And don't try getting something small like rice. Good luck. But rice, you just pick up the bowl and shovel it all in.
Have you ever seen me?
Say whatever you want. That's how the natives do it, man.
Have you seen me use chopsticks?
You use them at all?
So you've never... I'm okay then with my right hand.
But you're right-handed.
I wasn't about to, and if you'd seen me use chopsticks. It's awful.
How do you not use...
Never did, ever.
Oh, I get mad at my kids.
Or...
Oh, I get... Like, just hold it like this.
I can't.
Well, then you're not eating. And then they sit there with their hands and eat the rice.
So it takes twice as long.
Oh, it's horrible.
To not eat.
Not even a native dish, Dad.
Line six. Hi. Hello?
Is this me?
Yeah, hi. Who's this?
This is Nicole.
Hey, Nicole.
Wyoming actually still makes you parallel park, and if you can't parallel park, they fail you.
State was that?
Wyoming.
Oh, good. Well, they should. You need to be. Where do you have a little parking in Wyoming? I feel like
actually, there's not a lot of, it's around, and there's not a lot of spots. So you have to pair Main Street and stuff.
Right.
And so, they make you park, and if you can't do it,
then you fail.
They
yeah.
fail you, because I failed my first open park.
Oh, boy.
I thought I hit somebody's car.
Oh, dude, yeah, you can't hit another car. That you can't do.
Can't do.
It wasn't in here that had to borrow a friend's car for... You did.
No, it was me.
Oh, was it you?
Yeah.
Oh, because you're... Was it the family drive it?
No, it was moving to get my car out.
Oh, okay. All right. So you else's car. I had a test in about...
This was at an apartment. This had nothing to do with a driving test.
Oh, wait, no. Who did you take the test in somebody else's car? Damn it, who am I thinking? I had to take a test, and so I couldn't use my mom's inspection was expired
right.
by somebody else. But I thought there was somebody who had to take their driving test in a different car because they're sick, and they couldn't drive it. And that was you? Oh, if you stalled, you failed. And you just can't drive a stick.
Oh, God.
Have you guys seen me drive stick? I'm okay.
Wait a minute, coming out of a parking lot, is there?
I love watching people
in a stick.
Verizon Center.
Is there a glass building near Butterflexion?
Break ass clutch. Break ass.
Watching people come center because it's steep. Watching the times you just, you know what? I'll get because they stall three, four times and it is steep.
Stuck on the middle of that ramp?
No, and I did it, and I felt horrible. And then it stalled and I was done. That thing on a motorcycle. And I was like,
did you just get off and push?
Push a bike up that steep hill. So no, I had to wave somebody around
go
me.
Right.
I slowly, all the way down the hill, had to start it back up again and then go. But that's horrible. And don't give me on an incline, don't give that has to come up because I don't want to either. All right, Kaylee, let's do some else, please. See, no, look how you're holding it.
I don't know how to, I think I touched chopsticks with her.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that a euphemism?
He was horizontal.
Look, yeah. You're picking...
Well, you guys were
bad.
Three or four flies. My style's terrible.
Yeah, no, it's horrible. Like, you're in the middle of it.
Because I don't know how to hold it properly.
I'll show you.
But this will... Oh, see, that happens a lot, where I get something, and then they spin, and it's on the floor.
I'll just get it.
Whatever. You're a city boy. I'm not a city boy. I'm a girl. I'm a country boy.
Please, 866-2-ELLIOT, 866-235-5468. Any good stories from yesterday you want to get into, I don't care. 866-2-ELLIOT, 866-235-5468.
Elliot. A collision lane block making a slow go of 95 South King's Dominion. Your left is collision. Right shoulder blocked into a stalled vehicle, 95 South between Atlanta. No worries on the side streets.